Are you, as a supervisor, an ambassador? I'm Greg Schenkel, President of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems. And today, let's take a look at the role that you have as a frontline leader in being an ambassador. Now, first, let's make sure you understand what an ambassador is. And I'm not talking about the AMC ambassador, the big green station wagon. All right, I'm talking about you being an ambassador like an ambassador between countries. So, for example, a lot of our customers are either in Canada or the United States, and those two countries, as many country pairs have, is one has an ambassador to the other, and their job is to basically take their country's interests and put them in front of the government of the other country, and vice versa, take that country's interests and present it back to their own government. In a way, you as a supervisor are the same. You need to take management's initiatives and points of view and decision making, and you need to transmit that and take it down to your team, while at the same time taking any issues, suggestions, and ideas from your team and lift them up and transmit them to managers. So how can you be a better ambassador when you're caught in the middle between management and the front line? Well, tip number one is to explain the message. Now, initially, when you deliver a message either from management to the floor or vice versa back up to management, initially you could get a little bristling in terms of the reaction because maybe the person doesn't initially like the information that they received. So you might have to patiently explain it a little bit more so that they have a chance to change their initial reaction and understand it better so that they can react more positively. So be prepared to explain the message. Tip number two is listen to the response. Now, being an ambassador isn't just about broadcasting, you're also receiving information. So when you present the information, be sure to listen to the feedback and what comes back to you, because part of your job is to take that feedback, that initial reaction, and maybe some suggestions for improvement, and position it in a way that it can be fed back to management or back down to your team. So be sure to listen for the response. And tip number three for being a good ambassador is to filter and pass along the information. By filter, what I mean is that you can't always deliver the message exactly as you heard it, because sometimes the management side may have said something that is confidential, or perhaps it's said in a way that's very gruff and direct or very specific and identifies people, and you might need to filter that so that your team can hear it in as constructive a way as possible. But you don't want to over-filter it, because in that case, your team will get only part of the message that was intended. So knowing how to filter information back up to management, because sometimes they might react negatively to some of the feedback you bring from your team. But in the end, we need that message to go in both directions. And so by being a better ambassador, you can fulfill your role as a supervisor, as a frontline leader. Now, once you've figured out that key part about being a supervisor or a frontline leader, you might decide that you need to work on some of your other leadership skills. And of course, we have a full menu of modules in our frontline leadership program, and even several days of content even after that. Of course, you can check all that out at our website, uniquedevelopment.com, and then you can decide whether we need to bring that to you in person, on site, or through our state-of-the-art virtual training studio, where we can come through Zoom and the internet and save people a lot of time and energy while still building the leadership skills that are essential to building a workplace that is awesome, attracts and keeps the best talent now and into the future.
Hey, thanks, guys. You're doing a great job as always. Hey, I'm Greg Schenkel from Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and you saw a little bit of our Hollywood magic back there where we've taken our back storage room and made it look like a factory floor. And I wanted to show you our virtual training studio because this isn't your typical Zoom-delivered training with an instructor fumbling over sharing their screen. So let me show you our training studio, give you a behind-the-scenes tour. So the first stop is actually our second studio. This is the studio that we use when our main studio is in production, because we actually have enough demand where people will hire us to do two sessions at the same time. So in here, what you'll notice is we've got multi-high definition cameras, state-of-the-art sound system, so that the look and feel from your desktop and your participant's desktop will be amazing and highly engaging. Now, next to this studio, we've actually set up a supervisor's office, a simulated supervisor's office. And what we're doing is we're hiring actors so that they can come in and reenact actual situations where there might be interactions between a supervisor or frontline leader and one of the employees. And of course, we'll have them do it the wrong way, partly for humor, and also the right way so that your team can see all the things that we're teaching them demonstrated in real life scenarios and situations. And of course, through special effects, we'll be able to simulate the look of a warehouse or a factory in the background. Now, as we come down to our main studio here, I just want to stop at the production desk and show you how normally we have a two-person crew. Sometimes one of the people works remotely, but one person's station focuses on producing the Zoom event itself. So that's dealing with the participants, spotlighting, doing the polling through Zoom and breakout sessions, all done from this machine. We also use external polling software and our video switcher because we do have multi-camera inputs and different visual elements so that we bring all that together here at the main video console. Now I'm going to go to where the instructors actually make the magic happen here in front of the camera. And you'll notice that for us to see your team, we have a very large monitor here where we can keep tabs on your group and make sure they're interacting. We often call them out by name, so there's no like pausing to do all your emails while you're in a training session with us. And of course, we have high-definition sound, multi-high-definition cameras. So in the end, this training is virtually, as engaging as if we were there in person. We've created all the elements you need, and this is the perfect way of delivering training in shorter increments to people that may be spread out in multiple locations. So if that's something that we can help you with, be sure to connect with us through our website at uniquedevelopment.com. We look forward to being your partners in leadership development.